time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning in studio, I have Mr. Blake Allen. He is the new principal at Sally Morrow Elementary. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff that's going on up there, talk a little bit about him, and just kind of get to know him a little bit better, plus you know, find out what's going on at Sally Morrow. It's such a fun school anyway. Mr. Allen, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So we were talking a little bit off the air. This is your first principal gig, first everything for you, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Let's let the folks know a little bit about you.
So I'm originally from Wyoming. I did attend Carbon High School, graduated from Carbon High School, went to school. My family and I live in the Price area. I have kids that attend Castle Heights, and I've actually taught first grade and fifth grade. So I came last year. I was actually a fifth grade teacher at Castle Heights. And jumped right into this gig, was chosen to be principal at Sally Morrow, which is an amazing honor. It's been awesome. This first start of the year, it's been awesome. It's different than teaching.
Oh, I would imagine so.
No, I think this whole year is going to be that same way.
We were talking a little bit off the air as well about, I was flipping through the Facebook page for Sally Morrow, and you kind of got yourself shrink wrapped to a flagpole yesterday.
I did. We do a house system at Sally Morrow, and the students in the winning house get to spin a wheel, decide what they want to do to Mr. Allen. I thought it was a little weird and a little wrong that since I was in Gray House and Gray House won, that I had to be the one to the flagpole.
You should have won as well.
Yes, I should have been able to pick somebody to
there
go
you
up
go.
There.
They weren't having that though.
No, it's Mr. Allen, and that's what I'm there for. That's why I'm at this school. Let it be me. I would let the students I will put myself in any situations to motivate the students to do something to improve their education.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. Let's talk a little bit about their education and some of the things, the programs and things that you've got going on up at Sally Morrow this year.
Okay, one thing that's a big push, not only at Sally Morrow, but through the school district, is reading. We want every student in every grade level to be reading on grade level. That is a big push for us. To make that happen, we are putting students on to their own reading level and having them read at that, which means that some students are not reading on, say if we have a fifth grade student, they're not reading on a fifth grade level. They're reading maybe on a fourth, maybe on a third. But putting them in books that are on their level that they're reading at the time helps them to improve and increase their reading level quickly. So that's one thing we are doing up there. We're doing a lot of on-level books, book in the bags that the students are taking home. Classrooms and grade levels have sets of books that are on level that students can choose from. Rather than, I remember when I was a kid, we'd go to the library and just pick a book that we wanted to read. Even if we couldn't read it, that's the book we checked out. Now we are having the students read
to their level.
If they if they're on level, we try to have them read 60 minutes a day. If they're below their level, we try to have them read 90 minutes a day. And that's not a set block that they read. That's something that the teachers pull in. They have the students read during section different times of the day. It's just one of those things where the teacher is incorporating reading into everything they are teaching.
And that's the one thing, you know, that in every, seems like every administrator with the district that comes in and talks about that, it's that's the one thing that's going to raise everything. It's, you know, when they can read, they can do math better, they can do science mm-hmm. better, they can do history better, and they're getting some results after the last couple of years. They're starting to see some of the results of these kids that are getting higher reading levels, or at level at least.
Yeah, we're seeing tremendous growth in the students. students. And that is what we want to see. We want to see the students grow, because if you can read on grade level, then you'll be able to read your science questions, your math word problems. So that is the reading's the big push right now.
And it is, as it should be. It should be. What other exciting stuff's going on up at Sally Morrow?
On October 1st, we had an author come to the school, do an assembly for the 3rd through the 5th grades, and then pull them to do breakout sessions, a writing breakout session. His name was Gary Hogg. He's a Utah native. And it was something amazing, something that you could see really inspired the students to write, and just to write about whatever. So that was something great. Red Ribbon Week is coming up. We're doing a carnival at the school at Sally Morrow, a Halloween carnival. We're doing one for the students from 12 to 2 and 4 to 7. The date on the Halloween carnival would be the 25th. October 25th.
And you know what? I went to Sally Morrow.
Okay.
And they had that even back then. And that was like the highlight of the day for the kids. So that's always a good time, is the Halloween carnival, because we are, whether we want to admit it or not, we're sneaking into October.
Yes.
And that kind of stuff is coming up. Is anything exciting going on with the PTA up there? They've always got something going on.
The PTA is running the Red Ribbon Week. PTA does a lot of things. I want to thank the PTA for all that they do for the school and the community. I would also like to invite anybody in the community that wants to be part of the PTA, wants to be part of the school, come up to the school, come in, find out what you can do.
That's always been one thing too, is a huge thing, is volunteering your kids' schools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. You learn more about what's really going on up there, and you know what? Go volunteer, because it's a great time and you'll enjoy it.
Yes, be involved. That's
most definitely. Now, coming up on October 8th, there is going to be a bond meeting at Sally Morrow, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And what's the times on that one?
The times on that are from 3 to 4 p.m. We will have a district member there to answer any questions anyone has, as well as to go over the bond, just to information.
And if you have any questions about the bond and what they want to do at Carbon High School and what they want to do at Helper Middle School, go to these meetings and find out all you can. That's what they are. They're public information meetings. And it's important to be informed on what's going on and find out what's up with these. I know, you know, you hear about the bond and everything like that, but this is your chance to get in and find out what it's about. And it's October 8th from 3 to 4 at Sally Morrow, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Did we hit everything?
I think we hit most everything.
We got it all?
I think we got it all that we can fit in today.
All right. Mr. Allen, thank you for coming in. I'm going to let you get back to school now.
All right. Hey, thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM.